Dungeon Master Michael DeMauro. My pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Nika Hauer.
It's me. I get to go first. My pronouns are she, her.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And Jennifer G.
Hey, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
Bachman is dealing with family things.
You
gotta give it up to parents. I always say
that. They got things going on. They got sick babies. They gotta comfort and deal with. It's hard.
Gotta give them some whiskey.
Yeah.
It's actually not. We're all flying when we say that stuff.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's fucking easy as shit.
Really? You sleep like a moth?
Yeah, it's fucking so
it's
easy.
It's like cool. You just like be like, kids, bring me a drink from the kitchen. And they'll do it.
Yeah, they do all the work. They do your taxes.
What?
Is that true?
Yeah, especially mine.
You know what is going to be dope, though? I feel like we can talk our niece and nephew into bringing us beers from the fridge.
But that's, like, cool. They can get some keys and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, then they're going to get like, to one health class, and they're going to be like, Auntie Jennifer, you can't drink ever again.
But I like it.
I bring Tim 14 beers.
No.
Go hang out in the farm room. That's your zone.
But yeah, you know, things are going to be a little interesting for the next couple of weeks as Jennifer and I are moving.
Yes.
This is, you know, this is the second to last recording
in this,
this house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice for me too.
Maybe. 420 is going to be your last recording. Second to last, right?
Oh, shit.
This is 18. Jennifer... 419 will be Jennifer's, and then 420 will be mine.
We'll be 10.
420 will be my first.
You're in your first one.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
You got it.
Wow. You got a christening.
There's also a non-zero chance that something will fuck up and we'll be able to record it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to record the episode 420 at some point.
Yeah, then we'll do it next week.
Yeah.
Or maybe it'll be like 4 weeks of Tales from the Foamy
Tanker. Like, Tales from the Foamy Tanker.
Who knows?
We're literally moving to another state.
Bear with us with our schedule. I'm sure everything will all pan out in the end. We're going to miss Mr. Bachman tonight, but hopefully he's back next week.
We chose a very horrible time to either move or to reach what could be described as the finale of a 10-year campaign. But
yeah.
You know what? You can't really...
That's life, baby.
That's life, baby. It's going to have that extra little zest of chaos, desperation, mania, maybe?
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Every week we give away a beautiful dice from beautifuldiehardice.com. That is the URL is beautifuldieharddice.com. That's not it.
What if we start getting, like, buying novelty URLs for them in a weird, stupid way?
And they're like, please stop.
TastyDiceThatYouCanEat.com.
MommyshotDice.com. Wait.
So if you come hang out on twitch.tv/geeklyinc, typically around 8:45-ish on a Tuesday, that's not today.
Not today.
And probably not the next few days or few weeks.
Generally.
But generally, if you're listening to this in the future, that's when you should show
up. Yes. And like we always say, you're not going to win tonight.
Ever.
But you should still enter. Go ahead and hit #diehard. But what you can do is head over and use our offer code greetings with an exclamation mark at the end. I tested it today. It works. So it's not, you know, greetings, Jun or Joel or Aug. It's greetings with an exclamation point.
Hell yeah.
I did it all in caps. I don't know if it matters, but I just copied it from the Instagram. And remember, doesn't work, go to our Instagram.
Yes.
And if whatever you copy and paste from Instagram doesn't work, let us know. then we'll try to fix it.
Someone did, and it got fixed. So,
yeah. Actually, I have open DMs. So if you have issues, DM me. If you fuck it up, I might lightly make fun of you to you, not behind your back, which might be. Well, we'll see. But no, thank you so much for going to dieharddice.com and using the offer code greetings with an exclamation mark at the end, because you get 15% off. So that's like 15% more than the chance that you have of winning the dice. Well, actually, you have like a half chance, or like a 0.6 chance tonight.
Every time you use the code, it increases your chances to get 15% off of your purchase.
That's true. You should try it today. and we get a little kissy of that too, which, you know, at the end of the month, it's always great, you know, getting that little extra cash from Die Hard Dice when things are getting a little like, how much are cars? Do you have to pay what for mortgage?
Did you guys know you have to pay car insurance too?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Their cars are expensive.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I don't want to move anywhere.
Take it back.
It's fucked up.
All right. Closing down the plug bag. Draw entrance. We got Judabale 1234.
Jay Dubiel.
That's much better. Thank you so much for entering. Thank you so much to everyone else. I was really rooting for every single one of you. I wish you all could have won, but it was Jay Dubiel's
131
turns.
Queens stand before me tonight, but only one can have the dice. That's how many people entered. That's how many people enter.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that we've given away a set of Die Hard dice, let's roll a
d20. I'm going to roll d12.
I got an 11.
I got a 10.
Okay, so last week on Drunks and Dragons, we were entering into the maze zone to go fight our good friend Baphomet in some place. I can't remember. Lockatiel or something like that? I don't remember. And we were going around in his freaking maze zone. And it was starting to be a real cube to hypercube situation. And as we were going around, we kind of found out that they were shifting around and stuff like that. Then eventually we found out that there was like bones, missing hands. There's some traps here and there. And we eventually found a little chute, I guess you'd say, or like a grate that we can scooch on through.
Mm-hmm.
And we found everyone's favorite character, the fan cams that we received for The Collector. Just a little
collector.
Freak. A little fucking freak.
We love a
rats.
Little, yeah, yeah, we love a fucking freak on
he's
this
a
podcast.
Little freak. We were losing our minds, you know?
Do we ever.
He's covered in bones. He rattled all around. Little freaky guy.
On our podcast, he loves bones? I'm surprised he wasn't eating beans.
That's true, Michael.
What?
Okay, yeah. So The Collector, little freak, little goblin, little guy, was too afraid to lead us all the way where we needed to go. But apparently we left the cube 2 hypercube zone a little bit and came to what I like to call the bridge. And Bachman, little freak that he is, was like, all right, I mostly have bad cards left. So he tried to get my friend the collector to pull one of the bad cards, but instead the collector pulled one of the remaining good cards.
Right.
So out of nowhere, the collector got a sick ass magic axe. It happens, you know.
He just, honestly, the collector deserves a sick-ass axe, though.
So true. Then we entered over, we were warned that there's like 100-foot-tall minotaurs. We can't super trust everything the collector said, but things have been weird lately, so who's to say? Then we entered like a new zone, like a castle or something like that, and door slammed shut behind us. Classic. And a little growl happened. We're here to steal a key to a chest from Baphomet in order to get inside the chest that has the god-killing the cube.
Yeah. Oh, no, the cube. The time cube. Whoa.
And then we'll shoot gods all over the place. We'll fucking go ham.
You got it. That's it.
That's it, baby.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, trance invading the Feywild and all of our quote-unquote forces are, you know, stopping in there. And we're like that special team.
Yeah, we're SEAL Team 6.
Going
into Baphomet's maze.
All right, so yeah, we hear a growl. Is there a kitty cat inside of tin can, Michael? Is it a tin can kitty?
Roll investigation.
Fuck. 21. 22.
You don't see a kitty cat in a can. Can we also just remember who all is here right now?
So Scott's here, Rowan, Lonnie, and Toby.
Toby.
And then Adira.
Uh-huh.
And Hobie.
And Hobie, who's a pit fiend.
He's big.
Yeah.
Alundra and Jayla were...
They're in the Feywild,
yes.
They went to go direct the big battles.
They were good at... Alundra was going to stay behind, but she's like, no. Like,
no.
I gotta go.
No, we're going to put Alundra in the middle of the battle so that Michael can't kill her. We're going to put her in the front of our, vanguard.
Like, shield.
Or can I?
No.
Do homicide.
Michael.
You have to protect Alundra and Jayla.
Okay, I have a question. Talking about, we heard this growl. I'm a ranger, as we all know, and I have abilities with tracking. Like, what is that? How does I do that? What is it? Just says while tracking other creatures, you learn their exact number, their sizes, and how long ago they passed through the area. But do I need to roll something to track?
You're like a bloodhound, basically.
I think you'd have to roll survival.
Yeah, I'm gonna do roll. I was going to say Rowan gets down on all fours and just starts smelling the ground.
Like a fucking cartoon dog.
Oh, well.
You can do that.
I roll pretty bad, so.
Oh, no.
That's an 11 total for me. Is that?
Jennifer, you're level 20.
Yeah, I'm not actually that good at survival.
Isn't that weird?
I'm good at perception and insight and acrobatics.
They should give rangers and druids double proficiency in nature and survival. That's my
opinion. I agree.
I don't understand why I have a plus 11 in survival. Why as a monk am I so good in survival? Wisdom, that's why.
Yeah, but your dex.
Yeah, but my wisdom's a 20.
Whereas my wisdom's 20?
Lonnie is very wise. She's dumb as fuck, but she is very wise.
What's your dex?
20.
Yeah, Rowan is just, you just see her sniffing around, but I'm just smelling other weird smells and she's distracted.
Michael, I'm looking with my true sight.
So there was a point where I was like, do you see anything in true sight? And I was like, oh, actually, no, you still can't see through walls and stuff.
It's just that you can see if there's
anything that's
magic.
There, you can see pretty much.
Yeah.
But if there's an illusion.
Yeah.
I apparently can see into the ethereal plane within the range of me. That's weird. And I can tell shape change creatures and what they really are.
So, Rowan.
Yes.
You are unable to tell what sort of creatures these are, but you do see some hoof prints.
Oh.
Some, dinner plate-sized hoof prints.
Oh, shit. That's very
big. Clydesdale?
Like, bigger than a Clydesdale.
Like Tim Curry's Devil in Legend?
Oh, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yes.
Wow.
Almost exactly like that.
Guys, you might want to come look at this. We all stare down at the enormous hoof print.
Yeah, that checks out. We knew we were gonna have to fight some sort of minotaurs or something. So
that's pretty big though.
But yeah.
That looks like a major tar that
Yeah, exactly.
I had to guess. There is nothing minor about it.
Did you say mage?
What? I get it.
Like major tar instead of minor tar.
Say a minotaur.
Doug's 16 the first is a maxitar in the chat.
Maxitar is, that's a really big one.
Yeah.
I think Minotaur.
I think Minotaur is good too.
It took me a while to get, and that's on me, not you.
At first, I was like, "That's a Minotaur that can cast spells."
Oh, a Megatar. That would be, yes, very scary.
That's what I was hearing.
Megatar. Wow, that would have been better. Okay, Megatar. Thanks. Literally, wow. Everyone will come up with better ones now.
Big tar.
Toby, you do note that so it's white. The walls are like white marble, white marble brick. You do note that it does look like there is a area a little bit further down the hall that the bricks to you look like they have been. There's something funny about them.
Okay,
the mortar looks to be a bit newer than the rest of the mortar, and it's a sort of a large, like 20 foot by 10 foot area.
Somebody's been cask of Amontillado in there.
Lonnie, go check out that wall there. It looks, doesn't it look, are we sneaky? Doesn't it look different? It looks a little weird. Let's go investigate it. I'll be like 10 feet behind you.
You want me to run into it?
I don't want you to, but if you want to, you can, but I don't want you to break your little face.
You got a boss.
We don't have health insurance.
Lonnie's already gone.
Yeah, Lonnie literally. I'm just gonna try to run into it.
Just kidding, we have health insurance. That's how we're able to cut your fingers off.
I hope that it's less than 12 inches.
I guess there are bricks.
Okay.
The bricks look to be about.
Are they bricks or stone?
They are bricks. They are bricks in that they are regular in size.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they are made of marble.
Yeah, I don't know what the definition of brick is, but I know that I have a very limited definition, and that's on me.
It's red.
It's red.
Yeah, I thought of red brick. I'm thinking of, like, let's Harry Potter this shit.
But marble, like, but bricks of marble. I can see it now.
Michael went to art school.
You know how, like, Legos are bricks?
Yeah. Huh?
It's like that, but instead of plastic, it's marble.
I guess you're probably right.
But if it's less than 12 inches...
Well, okay, so I was going to describe to you. So these bricks are about a foot wide by about 6 inches tall. Uh-huh. So if it's two bricks deep...
Then I get stuck.
Then you're probably good.
Oh, okay.
But if it's 2 1/4 bricks deep...
Then I'm not.
You're fucked.
Oh, yeah. Have we figured out how much damage Lonnie would take if she runs into a wall?
I don't think that's happened yet.
How's it not happened?
Or does the wall take damage? Because I feel like that's also like pulling into the force of like what Lonnie is.
It's like in Fireland, and when you've got to attack the wall to break it down.
Lonnie, don't run into the wall. I need you not to be hurt, okay? Really hard to kill, but...
I mean, couldn't we just like finesse one of the bricks out?
So right. I want Lonnie to go there first to trigger any traps. Oh, and then after that...
Yeah, maybe you can like punch or something.
Yeah,
like, I was going to say... I could go up and punch these like different colored areas and see if maybe it's like one of the Jengas where you get the really loose ones and you like touch it and the block like flies out and then maybe we could peep our little head through.
I don't know what a Jenga is, but that sounds a great idea.
Or maybe I could just punch a hole in it and stick my arm through. That seems like real fun, just sticking your arm in a dirt girl.
Hole in a cave. Very bad. Don't do that.
Okay, I punch the wall that's different colors, Michael.
Roll an attack against this wall. I mean, you're going to hit, so just roll damage.
Oh, okay. Can I hit it 4 times?
It would be unfortunate if you missed punching the wall.
You're not going to miss punching the wall.
To be fair, I always did grow up, and my parents told me I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, so...
you might not strike it true, you know, and yada yada yada.
That's true.
39 damage to the wall.
Just fucking JoJo in it.
Yeah.
So first punch, a big crack forms. Second punch, a brick bricks away. Third punch, the hole gets kind of bigger. And then fourth punch, your hand goes right through.
Yes!
And you blast about a 2 foot by 2 foot hole into this wall.
So can I tell from there that it is 2 feet and not 2 1/4 feet? She wants to know, like, while she's punching, if she could have faced
it. What's the fist feel of the wall?
It is just on the edge. And you think you could probably get through it.
Oh, man. I feel like maybe this is Lonnie's new thing, is, like, edging herself with, like, thick walls.
should get you some sort of magic item that can get you an extra 6 inches.
Oh something. My god, yeah. Fucking Jesus Christ. God damn.
Oh my god.
Me and Nika thinks this is very funny. roll a perception for me, please.
Okay. 20?
In the darkness beyond the wall, you see a pair of red glowing eyes.
Oh! I see some red glowing eyes in here, y'all. You want me to poke them?
How far away are they?
Then the wall explodes open.
Never mind.
A huge, monstrous, minotaur-like creature bashes through.
Does it look like a does it look like the Baphomet to me?
The Baphomet.
I will give you for free that it does not look like the Baphomet.
Okay, it's a Baphomet.
All right, be quiet, but destroy them.
Wait, be quiet. Didn't it just burst out towards us? Aren't we faster?
It's like yelling. initiative, Michael, or is it like a friend?
Yeah.
I got an 18.
I did not. I got a 13.
Man, what would happen if I cast Maze in Maze Town? It's like, I'm here.
That would be cool. What if you maze the mazer?
Oh, who mazes the mazer? I got an 18.
Who's first, Toby or Ron?
I'll go first.
Toby go first.
Toby, on my turn, if that's what you want, or you want him to be on the second initiative? Or Hobie, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, Hobie would probably... Where do you want Hobie to go?
I'm fine on my turn if it's easier, but...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Just Toby and Hobie back to back.
Toby, Hobie, Rowan?
Yeah, Toby, Hobie, Rowan.
Toby, Hobie, Rowan. Or Hobie, Toby. I can choose.
So this thing blasts through a wall.
And just a reminder from my notes from last time. Minotaurs they are immune to poison, cold, fire, and lightning, and they can be charmed or frightened.
Okay, good to know, good to know.
I think that was probably Baphomet. It did roll better initiative than you all, though, so.
B-word.
That seems very rude.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say that it blasts through the wall and just continues its charge. Uh-huh. And tries to blast right into old Lonnie
blast.
Wow, okay. Come at me, bro.
Lonarino. So it's gonna attempt to gore you.
Okay.
32.
Wow. Yes.
Sick. Okay, so because it is a charge, he gets extra damage. We all love it.
Oh, man.
I don't think we all love it.
I love it.
I would not speak for all of us.
So I'm going to need Lonnie to make a strength saving throw.
That's my worst one, Michael. No, it's not. It is my worst one. I'm going to use a key point and reroll it because it's a 16, and I feel like that's borderline, and he's a high guy.
That's a 6. I got a 12.
Damn.
Well, the DC was a lot higher than 16.
Okay.
So you get thrown against the far wall and knocked prone.
Oh, shit.
About 20. You get knocked 20 feet away.
Oh, my
actually,
God.
I guess that wouldn't be against the far wall because I think I said it was like.
But it's way more dynamic 30. If you throw me into the wall. That's such a flash moment. And then I leave a Lonnie size like dent into it.
Yeah, like an indention in the wall.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
That is going to be it's going to be 40. Oh, I guess it just adds together. So it's initially a 45 piercing damage. Then we're throwing in an extra 38 piercing damage.
I don't love that.
This guy's gotta go.
I hate this dude.
Okay, so what was that again? 48 plus 38?
45 plus 38.
45 plus 38. Oh, that's a lot. That's
83.
Huh. I'm almost bloodied. Ugh. I've never been this low.
Don't you have resistance to piercing or something?
Only when I'm invisible that I have resistance to everything.
Oh, nice! Yes!
Damn!
Sick.
How much damage did you take?
83.
That's so much fucking
damage!
That's
so much damage!
Lonnie has literally never...
never been hit with so much damage before in her life. Like, this is the moment where, like, maybe, like, if this were Flash, Flash would feel like, maybe I can be stopped. Like, maybe I can't do this.
Yeah, like, honestly, I can see, like, really kind of not occurring to Lonnie before that she wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, Lonnie shards her pants a little bit. A little shirt.
I love the idea. Lonnie's just like looking at the hall and is like, there's eyes! And then explosion. The thing, she flies across the room.
I think that's pretty much what just happened.
It's very cinematic. It's very exciting.
Yeah, this is.
We love a cinematic
this
king.
This is great.
God, if this were an animated series, wow.
Yeah, but personally, happening to my friends, I don't like to
no
see
thanks.
It. But it's pretty. It's very cool, though.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code greetings to get $5 off.
First up, Hobie's gonna screech and flies towards it and tries to bite this minotaur. Does a 32 hit it, my good friend Michael?
There's absolutely no way that that does not hit.
It takes 23 piercing damage as Hobie bites. Can this big boy make a constitution saving throw, please?
Hold on.
Hold your goddamn horses.
I'm working on its hit points.
Okay.
25.
You're good. Okay. And then Hobie is going to, instead of clawing this creature, is going to try to... How big is this guy?
Huge.
Is it a
large... How big guy is this?
Huge. And huge is bigger than large, right?
How big is huge?
I think huge, I can actually look this up right now.
How big is huge?
Let me look at
15 by 15 is space. So I'm going to say it's 20 feet tall and 10 feet wide.
Gotcha. Okay, so the target must be no more than one size larger. Hobie is large, so Hobie's a 2x2. Mm-hmm. This is a 3x3. So Hobie is going to attempt to shove this minotaur to the ground. Oh, just going to fucking Turkish wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
It.
Yes.
Instead of making an attack roll, you make a strength athletics check contested by the target's strength or dex. The target's strength, parentheses, athletics, or dex, parentheses, acrobatics. You get to choose. So I make a strength, and then you make an athletics.
Oh, I rolled not great. That's a 14.
I rolled an 11, Michael.
Shit.
He tries to do it again. Let's do it, baby. Oh, I rolled real bad.
Ooh, I rolled real bad too.
I critical failed.
Okay, I didn't do that bad.
Okay.
I got a nine.
Who I think in this situation...
You rolled a one, though?
Legally, I think ties go to the doer, but it is a critical fail, Michael. It is within your god powers to say no.
In our game, a one always fails.
That's true. That is true. That's fair. Okay.
That has been a rule.
Mm-hmm. He does it again. Let's go. Surely I won't critical... I'm due a good roll. Okay, that was fine.
17.
16. God damn you. Okay. Hobie's just wrestling this dude, flipping all around him, growling, and he's doing so bad. That changes what I'm going to do, and that's okay. So Toby's hand reaches out, and the area around this minotaur warbles a little bit. Can you give me a wisdom saving throw, my good friend?
Uh-oh. I don't know that. 19.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
It's okay. You know what? I've been rolling bad, and you've been rolling just okay, and that's fine.
I've not been rolling great. I rolled pretty good against Lon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rude.
Sorry.
So Toby used slow. Didn't work.
Yeah.
Damn.
Also, I he has advantage on saving throws against spells.
Why are you doing this to me?
My bad.
Okay, Toby's gonna run away from him. Use his 50 flying feet on his broom to not be close to this thing. And definitely is gonna put Rowan and maybe even Lonnie in betwixt him. Well,
that's all right.
It's fair. Do it.
I'm making plans.
And that is my bad turn. I'm sorry, everybody. I let everyone down.
No.
Listen, you can't.
Michael did, if you think about it.
You did what you could.
You did what you could?
Yeah, it's probably my fault.
He did have a rolling.
The wall blasts away behind you as well, and another one of these things comes through and it grapples both Scud and Adira.
No!
and they go smashing through the other wall, and you don't know where they go.
Yeah, I just kind of imagine it just comes like flying through the wall and grabs both of them and just like does like a diving forward roll.
Yes. Oh my god. That's so cool. That's so-
they're all just like in a circle, just like wrestling around.
Biting each other.
Like dust and dirt flying around.
Man, I was using roll 20 to roll. Next time, I won't.
Whoa, don't ever.
Rowan.
I would like to hit this minotaur with my bow. I would like to shoot my bow at it. I would like to, number one, cast that classic you know and love, Hail of Thorns, baby.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yes. Okay. I was kind of really nervous about rolling for some reason.
Don't mess up.
Well, because Lonnie's going to die if you do that.
I don't. No, don't say that.
Isn't that so weird whenever it happens? Like, every once in a while I get like random, like panic, like.
What if you miss and then Lonnie dies?
Okay, I'm choosing to re-roll my attack roll with my Melora thing. Because friends, I rolled a one.
Jennifer, don't do that.
I didn't want to, but I'm going to use my Melora thing. I'm going to use it once a day. Okay, that was better. So that is a 25.
To hit?
Yeah.
That hits.
Woo, thank the Lord. Okay. All right, time for math, everyone. We love it. Time to do math.
You really need a spreadsheet.
We haven't hit the Minotaur yet.
We have. It's lost 23 damage. Oh, we did.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
So Colossus slay it.
I'm gonna Colossus slay it. I'm gonna Oathbow it. I'm gonna Hail the Thorns it. I'm gonna do all those things. Oh, I think I'm gonna spend my tattoo.
There you go. Hell yeah, baby.
Do it. Yeah. Okay. So the first attack is 45 damage.
Whoa.
Nice.
It's piercing.
And magical.
There's a lot going on. There's several things.
I think everything we do is magical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but specifically the Hail of Thorns is piercing. Well,
every monster has like at this level has resistance to like piercing and stuff like that, and it never matters because you all just have magic shit.
Yay! It mattered that one time that Toby turned into a dragon and I realized their attacks weren't magical.
Oh man.
Okay, so there's 45 for the first, and then I'm gonna roll again for damage. Okay, that is 24.
That hits.
17.
Yes.
So 21 for the second attack, but then I'm going to expend a charge of my tattoo.
Is it 23? Is it 18? Is it 12? No, no.
It's somewhere between 23 and 12.
So 24 damage.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I'm expending a charge to deal an extra 4d6 necrotic damage.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Uh-huh. Holy shit.
This guy's hurting my friends.
Don't do it.
No one fucks with Rowan's friends. That's right. Ooh, I'm rolling good on the damage.
Yes.
That's an additional 17 damage.
Nice.
God, fuck.
And you heal from that damage.
Yes,
but I
do.
I think you're at full health.
I'm at full health. I'm at full, currently, 200 health.
Whoa. I wish you could kiss Lonnie in the face with that.
Yeah.
I know. But if that was from the Heroes Feast that it helped bring me up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So yeah, so visual. Okay, so let me paint a word picture because I feel like Please. Sometimes I can just get into two in the map.
Yeah.
So Rowan sees all of, like, everything has just gone to shit in like 2 seconds because both these walls have like exploded around us. So I see, you know, Scud and Minotaur 2 and Adira like roll off into the distance, and I see that the Minotaur 1 has punched my good friend Lonnie into the wall. So Rowan, like, quickly, she, like, totally does, like, movie-style, like, posing, like, pulling the bow back.
I'm Jeremy Renner.
No! Why would you say that? I'm cool. I'm, like, Legolas or something. Come on. And she shoot arrow in the first one. You can see the thorn. Oh, yes, the other thing, actually. I forgot about this important part. It might not do anything, but we gotta check. Because Hail of Thorns,
mm-hmm.
Target attack and each creature within 5 feet of it must make a dex saving throw.
Okay.
So you're like, you really want to mention that Lonnie needs to get hit. Or has Lonnie been...
No, Lonnie, she got wet. I don't think anyone's 20 around.
20 feet.
Yeah.
So there's only one creature.
Right.
Oh, you want Hobie to take a saving throw.
No, because the whole thing is they're, I think, hold on.
Yeah.
They're restrained, though.
No, that's different. That's a scenario story.
Ah, shit. You're right. Okay, so never mind.
But,
yeah.
But Hobie does need to make a saving throw. Thank you.
I wasn't trying to.
13.
Oh. He's good, actually. No, he's not. Just lie. Yeah, no. No, he's actually not good.
Not good at all.
My brain, I was like, that's less than that's that. Fine. Wait, that's a problem. So I guess he takes...
It's just 1d10, so you just roll again.
Okay. No, it's 4d10.
It's 4d10?
Because of the level. Because I did it at level 4. Whoopsie!
Yeah, just roll again.
Well, it's not great. That's a 26. Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, Toby gets hit with some of the thorns. They, like, bounce off of the Minotaur and get Obi.
He looks like Chance from Homeward Bound.
No! I'm so sad! So thorns spray out of my arrow, and then the second one, the arrow has little stink lines coming out of it. Because my tattoo kind of glows as that one's going, is as I'm shooting that arrow off, and the energy goes, and it's green glowing.
Whoa.
Yucky light.
And necrotic is poop damage, we all know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what happened.
Nice. Lonnie's up then.
I'm going to go invisible.
Nice.
And then I want to throw a bean from my bag of beans at him.
Yeah!
What?
This is so dumb. Okay.
Throw that bean.
Bean him. 31. A campfire with blue flames springs forth and burns for 24 hours.
I'm going to kill you. If you die today, you deserve it.
No! What if it was something good?
If I would have rolled one less?
I don't think there's anything that good in it.
There really is not. Oh, there could be a hungry bullet or a fruit tree.
I think we had the fruit tree happen before.
Never mind.
We have to stop looking up stupid things that are funny.
And we have to stop giving the Central Time Zone people magic items.
But wait, that's going to be us soon.
It will, currently now, but later.
So we have a beautiful, until it's extinguished, so they could put it out. But yeah, a campfire springs up in front of them out of nowhere.
Okay.
Lonnie is invisible, and she scurries away. She moves over to some other place. She's going to kind of like get to the back for a hot second.
Hot second, I get it. The wall right near Rowan explodes open.
No!
Oh my god! Good thing we have a blue campfire.
Another one of these things comes in and tries to gore Rowan.
No!
Oh my god.
Don't gore me, bro.
I rolled like dog shit, though.
That's good.
Good.
15. 15 to hit.
No.
No.
No, that doesn't. It's not that far off, but it doesn't hit me.
He pissed.
All right. Well.
Rowan like coolly dodges.
Yeah, you hear like, and like running hooves, like charging hooves, and you look to your, you can hear it coming from your right, and you know it's coming. You roll all the way as this motherfucker Kool-Aid man's right through the wall. All right, well, we go to the top of the round, and first one,
it has to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh,
is it wise?
Is it what's it against? Is it against a spell?
It's a what's called a fear aura.
A fear aura.
Any creature that's hostile to Hobie within 20 feet. I'm unsure if Minotaur 2 is within that range. From what my spatial reasoning, it doesn't sound like it, but I have no idea. I'm freaking out.
Yeah, I don't think you would have advantage on that, so I shall roll it. Ooh, I rolled bad. That's a 11.
Ooh, that's real bad. All right, you are now rightfully frightened of Hobie. You're frightened until the start of your next turn. If the so you have the, you're just, you know, you're frightened. You have that condition.
Okay. Does that mean it has to run away from Hobie?
A frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is within the line of sight. The creature can't willingly move closer to the source of its fear.
Okay.
He can still attack, just with disadvantage.
Is terrified by Hobie.
Mm-hmm.
All of Hobie's various tugs and pulls and whatnot.
He's been tugging him, man.
Really freaked him out.
He's wrestling this little guy. Like, what's your deal? I don't know you.
He's going to try to punch hoof on Hobie. stone. All right, first one.
My boy.
With disadvantage. Does a 21 hit?
It does. I'm going to ask you at the end if these are magical attacks or silvered.
It does not.
It should have under its features before actions, it will say magic weapons.
It does not say they're magic.
Yeah.
Okay. And then another punch. Oh, natural 20 and a not.
No.
That's 18 for the other one.
18 misses.
18 misses. All right. And then hoof. So that's going to miss as well. So the first punch would be a 20 bludgeoning damage.
All right, so I'm going to go 10 because he has resistance to bludgeoning.
Okay, so then we go back to Toby.
Okay, Hobie going to bite. Okay, this time I'm going to roll my own d20. I'm like, oh, man. Oh, that's not so bad. 30.
That hits.
23 piercing. Can you make a constitution saving throw, please?
Yes, I can. 20.
20? Okay, you are now poisoned. While poisoned in this way, the target can't regain hit points and takes 21 poison damage at the start of each of its turns.
Oh, no.
You can repeat your saving throw later.
Oh, no.
So you're frightened and poisoned.
Oh, no. He's not, though.
Why? Oh, he's immune?
He's immune.
I'm going to freaking freak out.
Since this creature has disadvantage on ability checks, Hobie's going to try to throw him to the ground again.
Okay. Oh, so he took 20 damage, though, right?
It took 23 damage as 23. It bites and rips a chunk out of its furry fur. Is it furry or is it, like, weird?
It's furry?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so second thing is after it rips a huge chunk out of this creature's shoulder, it's going to try to fucking judo throw it to the ground.
Do it.
And we have you have disadvantage on this because you think I'm spooky.
Fine. I don't even care.
Athletics or acrobatics? Or so strength or dex, depending. It's an ability check.
I wish it was a saving throw.
I know.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. That's a 9.
9. All right, so Hobie fucking rips its head and then kind of grabs it from the waist, and this thing is like much bigger, and flips it over his head, and I think that's called a suplex, and slams it into the ground with a big, big thing. Next comes Hobie's mace, which has advantage, and that's a crit. And
oh shit!
Hobie's mace comes down and slams this thing right on its butt, and I don't know. It takes. Does it have resistance to fire?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so it takes 15 bludgeoning damage.
All right.
It takes 47 fire damage.
Whoa!
So half that. As Hobie crits on this boy, and a fiery explosion comes out.
And you just smell burning demon hair.
Oh, nasty.
Does not smell good.
Hobie rears back and whips him with his big pit fiend tail and hits him with a 28, which we know hits.
Damn.
And
oh, hell yeah.
Hobie's going ham.
He's going ham. 29 bludgeoning damage.
Is it magical?
Yeah.
Damn.
Everything the pit fiend does is magical.
Damn.
Is it still up?
Still up. It's not happy, though.
Can I make a free action perception check to see, like, you know, is it 4E bloodied? You don't have to tell me explicit, you know. Toby just wants to get a vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, roll.
Okay. I was like, he said yes. He's like, tell me. He's like, I asked to roll, and then I just didn't do it. I critted. Yeah, crit plus one. So thank God I critted.
You think it's, lost like 2/3 of its hit points.
Okay. So it's looking rough.
Looking rough.
All right, Toby flies over, punches it in the face.
Toby does.
Yes. And I have advantage on that.
Toby coming in with the punch. This is a far cry from the prison arc when Toby did a punch on Frank.
Yeah. That's a 25 to hit.
That hits.
I have advantage. Let's see if I crit. I don't. So I think I don't. I'm not going to do damage, and instead, this guy will need to. Oh, this is I shouldn't do this. Why am I doing this? Can this bull wait? Give me a Constitution saving throw, and it does not have disadvantage as a saving throw. It's different from an ability check.
No, what? I can't tell if the face is good or bad.
I rolled a one.
Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
So this thing's probably like trying to get up.
He's growling. Like, whoa!
I mean, he's on the ground. He's prone. But Toby goes in and punches him. And for a second, it doesn't seem like everything happens. And then the boy seems like he's a waterbed that just fell out of a fucking semi-truck. Because he drops 0 hit points, Michael.
How? How does that happen?
Because Toby turns all of his bones into not bones.
What?
How does Toby do that, though, Tim?
With
explain
his hand
it to
of
us.
Vecna.
What, read that for the folks so they understand
it
properly.
Yeah, give us some flavor text here.
I guess if a creature has a skeleton, you can attempt to turn its bones into jelly.
What?
With a touch of the hand of Vecna. You can do this by using an action to make a melee attack against a creature you can reach. Using your choice of melee attack bonus for weapons or spells. Oh, I could even add it. On a hit, the target must succeed on a DC 18 constitution saving throw or drop to 0 hit points.
Jesus Christ.
This thing just it gets all like, it's like a big puddle. It's like a big skin fur puddle.
It's more interesting when I do it on a big guy and not a little baby creature. It's not a baby. It's more interesting when I do it on a big one.
It's disgusting, but it's really impressive.
Yeah, I don't like it. And Toby like pokes it and then like goo comes out. Like, ugh.
I imagine he just looks like the I don't want to be around anymore guy from Officially. Yeah. That's the general vibe. Just mushy. He's just flopping around.
This actually was a baby.
Oh,
that was a baby.
Okay.
Well,
but also you guys attacked the baby too. So
yeah. All right. It
attacked first.
That's true.
I just punched a hole in the wall.
If a baby attacks you.
If the baby hits you first.
That's
then.
So true. Okay. That's my turn.
Just like real life.
I'm gonna fly. How far away is the other Minotaur?
It's next to Rowan.
Okay, I'm going to be within 50 feet of it.
Rowan, there's a Goristro next to you.
What?
That's what it's called.
It's like a cafe or something.
It's a demon minotaur.
Okay. how close to me is it?
5 feet.
Oh, I don't like that.
It's like right there.
That's not great for me.
He big.
Actually, this is fine. So I'm going to... Remember my secondary powers my tattoo has that give me more things? This is the thing that it's an armor, but we've made it integrated into my tattoo.
Yeah.
So I'm going to charge that bad boy up right now, which allows my speed to be doubled. So I know being 5 feet away, I'm assuming provoke some sort of opportunity attack, but I don't think I need to be.
Well, it's like you're casting haste on yourself.
Yeah.
So technically, you get an extra action, which you can use to do disengage if you don't want to.
Oh, okay. I can just do that.
Risk it.
Yeah, I would rather. I don't want to get hit by it. So I can use. Okay. So the things that happen when I charge this different distinct part of my tattoo. My speed's doubled. I get a +2 bonus to my AC. I have advantage on dex saving throws. And I get an additional action. So, yeah, then I would like to use that action to disengage and to boost scoot and boogie far away. I'm going to go, twice my speed, so 60 feet away. I don't know, far away from that. As far, like, the opposite direction of where it is.
Okay.
So I do that, but then I turn around and I stare it down. It's time again. I mean, honestly, I'm going to do the same thing I did last time.
This one has not been injured yet.
It's not been injured yet. Okay, so I can't use my Colossus Slayer thing. Well, I got to hit it first, so let's not get ahead of myself. Okay, I'm going to attack with my bow and arrow. That is a 22.
That hits.
Okay, 31 damage, piercing damage for that one.
Nice.
So then it is hit, so now I can use my Colossus Slayer.
Oh, hell yeah.
I got a 22 again!
Oh, hell.
Still hits.
Yeah.
All right, so we know it's 22. We're getting closer.
You're narrowing it down.
Between 22 and 12.
And then you know I'm going to add 4d6 necrotic on top.
You know it.
I'm charging my tattoo again.
Hell yeah.
No.
Because I can. Oh, that's not a d6. That's a D8. 35 damage.
35 damage?
Yeah. A combo piercing and necrotic.
Whoa.
What the crap, Jennifer?
Yeah.
He's also just a baby. You attacked him?
Yeah. He hurt me first.
Luckily, he isn't resistant to necrotic, so that's good.
Oh, good. I was about to lose it. Yeah, so in the mind's eye, you see Roy just fucking scoot across the room. Run. And then zoom in on her eye as the arrow releases and more thorns. And then again, this stinky, gross, lime green glowing come from the arrow.
Now he looks like Chance from Homeward Bound.
Yeah. I'm going to make everyone look like Chance from Homeward Bound in here.
It looks at Rowan, sees Rowan is just way too far away, looks around, shrugs. Toby's too far away. Lonnie is invisible.
Yeah. What's it going to do?
So she's got one big, hairy, pumpkin-smelling ass target.
No, Hobie!
So
my boy!
It backs up a few feet and then just charges.
Hobie's like, come on.
Come on, baby, let's go. I thought he had a big, deep voice.
Come on, baby, let's go. I'm unsure if
maybe he goes back and forth.
I don't know.
Maybe Hobie doesn't. Maybe Hobie thinks he needs to have a deep voice as a pit fiend, so sometimes he messes up.
It's like what I do on the phone.
You actually slip.
That's 30 to hit.
That does hit, my friend.
All right, so that is
Hobie, a
charging gore attack. So that's going to be 45 piercing, followed up by an additional 38 piercing.
So 45 divided by 2 is like 22?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then 35 is what? It's like 17?
17.5?
Yeah.
So 39. Call it 39.
I'm going to freaking pile drive you, and then that little... My little daddy's all turning jelly. I'm gonna freaking turn you. I'm gonna throw you on the ground. My daddy gonna turn you to jelly. Okay. You're about to be jelly daddy. All right. I'm pumpkin boy.
I'm a big old pumpkin.
I'm a big
smacking his belly.
Smacking his butt. Two pumpkins.
His face is like a jack o' lantern for sure.
Yeah.
Lonnie.
Yeah, I get two turns now. Okay, so there's the one guy alive, and then there's the untouched.
No, there's one guy who's now been touched.
Okay. I would like...
Rowan did a unpleasant touch.
Remember when Toby turned a guy into a waterbed?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But is he still alive?
That guy's dead.
Okay, he is dead. I didn't know if he just became like a jelly puddle or if he was still...
He lost all of his life bones.
Mm. Oh, like he just trapped his jelly body?
I wanted to jump on him and squish him like a big gusher.
You can do that. He's dead, though.
You could jump on him. Yeah, he's leaking.
Yeah, he is very, very wet.
He's just all muscle. I guess he's not a waterbed.
He's a sponge? I don't know. Lonnie is going to punch the other person, obviously. But how? What would Lonnie do?
Where's my WWLD bracelet? What would Lonnie do? I need that.
We would not see anything but just a cloud of smoke, a cyclone coming from the darkness, the backside of the cavern where Lonnie's been hiding, lurking, everything. And she comes out with full force, arms torpedoing around. You know, whenever you were a kid and you would just like throw your arms around in a circle and spin really fast? And,
yes,
like,
yeah,
you could feel your... Like, Lonnie's doing that.
Yeah,
she's
whirling dervish.
What is that? Centrifugal force.
Yes. And she is spinning like a little topsy-turvy. And she is going to, with such cool finesse that could only be done on a harness, do like a one-foot kick, spin around, other foot kick, punch, spin, punch. So like every arm, every appendage is going to hit, theoretically, I think. I rolled everything out.
And it'd be really funny if you missed every single one.
I don't think so.
I don't want you to do that, but it would, you know, I'd laugh a little bit.
I really don't want you to.
Yeah, I don't think so. The lowest I got to roll was a 25.
That 25 hits.
Okay, 25, damn. 26, 29, and 30 were my rolls. Do you want total damage?
I love total damage.
61 damage total.
Damn!
just a kick, a kick, a punch, and it just looks like nothing but like weird sparkling cave dirt. Sparkling? Why is it sparkling? I don't know. It sparkles because...
Well, but kind of like if there's like, well, it's like if there's
sweat?
A lot of dirt,
yeah.
Like certain kind of dirt can look kind of sparkly, you know?
Mm, good
it's
dirt.
Got like
fancy dirt.
The what is it called? The fool's gold in it.
And then Lonnie run back away.
Lonnie's going to leave melee?
Yeah, because she's invisible.
All right. Like, does it just have disadvantage? Or can't even. Got it.
Yeah.
Cool, 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 cool. Toby and Hobie.
All right, Hobie's in front of this boy, so he's going to do a bite. Does a 23 hit. We think it does, right?
Yep.
14 piercing damage. It's immune to poison, so that's nothing else. And he's just going to go for his full kit. 28. That's 14 slashing as his claw comes in right after the bite rips out. And as it reels back, you hear a crack as another 28 hits with Hobie's mace with 12 damn. Bludgeoning damage.
Damn.
And then another, I'm going to do the math for you, Michael, 12 fire damage. That is halved from 24.
Whoa.
So that's another 24 damage. And then his tail goes, woohoo! And that's a 27.
Damn.
And that's another 25 bludgeoning damage.
Jesus.
As his tail comes up and goes right between this thing's legs. And you hear, boom, like you're at a goddamn carnival.
Oh my God.
I know. He's mean.
It's still alive, though.
Cool, cool, cool. Then Hopester.
Oh boy.
Will. he doesn't have advantage, so he's not going to do anything too stupid. I think he's going to simply take off one of his Rogue O stars and magic missile him at, I believe, fifth level.
Okay.
I hate this part. Okay. Magic missile always hits and it's at fifth level. Okay, so that's seven darts. So I'm gonna roll 74. On Google.
74?
74?
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Well, why do you need to roll if you know it's 74?
So it takes 18 magic missile dart damage, and then on top of that, it takes another 7.
It's looking not wonderful.
Oh, and I should probably roll a d8. I never do that, because I very rarely do, like, damage. Hell yeah, another 7 damage, because I, too, am blessed by the gods.
You are.
Thank you. And then, yeah, he'll maintain about, 50 feet away.
Okay. Rowan.
Okay. Did we determine if the Minotaurs are resistant to lightning or not?
I don't think we did. And I didn't get a good check when Michael was gloating about being immune to poison, so.
Okay, we didn't say one way or the other. Okay, well, in that case, I'm not going to chance it.
That's a good idea not to chance it.
Yeah,
we none of these people are Baphomet, so if you wanted to,
go
under your power curve.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I gotta save some up. So then, in that case, I will cast Hail of Thorns at the third level. Then.
Hell yeah!
Listen, Hail of Thorns is good, and I don't have a good reason to do anything except for Hail of Thorns.
How many spell slots do you have? I have no idea how you work.
I've got a decent amount. I've got 4 level 1s, 3 level 2 and level 3, 3 level 4 and 2 level 5.
Sick.
Level 1. So I'll do it at 3. Yeah, 7 snaring strikes. So let's do it at attack. That's a 28.
That's a hit.
Yeah. 29
damage.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then I will attack again. Ooh, that one's not as good. That's a 17.
17 misses.
Oh, between 17 and 22. Crap.
Okay, all right. Somewhere between there. I guess I can't do anything else then. I already did my bonus.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's it this time. Sorry, guys. Really let everyone down.
You did great.
Oh, you did good. You did good.
I thought you did great.
Thank you.
Lonnie, you're up.
I'm going to attack him again?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Cool. Plus a 5. Okay, so does a 16 hit him?
No, 16 does not hit.
Oh my god, roll better.
Okay.
Okay, does a 20?
Yes.
Oh! Okay!
We're closer.
Now we're figuring things out.
We can't do anything with the information except for react earlier, but I love
that way. That way you know.
Yeah.
29.
That probably hits.
And then, 29. Okay, so I will hit three times. A second time, this whirling dervish comes back. And this time, you don't really like catch, you see that what you thought was glitter, it's actually just the sparkle of blood that's on Lonnie from, who knows where it's from? It's random blood. And if you look really hard, you can see with the glint in her eye, it's not actually blood, it's ferret wine that she just sloshed.
Wow.
So it's not glitter.
But it's not blood.
It's not blood.
It's ferret wine.
It's ferret wine.
Wow, but wow. It's beautiful though, glistening in the air.
Yeah, if you get hit really hard, you just gotta down your ferret blood.
Mm-hmm.
Ferret wine.
Oh my god, has it been blood this whole time?
It's been blood the whole time. Oh shit!
He's a vampire.
Oh god!
Okay, Michael, that thing that you said, if there's anything you want to do with your character before the end of the game, Lonnie's a vampire. Here we go.
No.
Okay, so yeah, she comes back.
I think you're immune to vampirism.
She only hits with three, but she does a double kick, and actually the double kick turns into a triple kick. She uses her hands to do the cool spin around beatbox style, not beatbox, but
breakdancing.
Yes, breakdancing. Yes, and it was 51 damage.
Whoa! Jesus Christ!
Alright, well, what does it look like when you kill this thing?
Yay!
She breakdances so much that she breakdances their body down to just parts and kicks them into three pads. It's like the movie where you see the foot go right across their midsection and then the first half slowly slides off.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Why? You katana them with your foot.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, Lonnie probably has fucked up.
Oh, they're probably nails. So sharp.
Yeah. It's her nails. She's got those weird claw nails.
That's why she's been growing them out.
That's what I do too.
I know, and I hate it.
Yeah.
As it dies, it says, "At least I'm not a waterbed." And then it dies.
Damn, that's true though.
I guess it's a meat bed.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. You did it. And yay. This is a great place for us to stop. We'll have to find out what happened to a Scud and Adira next week.
Yeah.
We'll have to get the lowdown on it there. we just hear rustling and wrestling around from far away.
Yeah, they're all making out. It's a big fight. How much damage did we receive? Like a billion?
I didn't get hit at all.
Same.
Lonnie got hit once really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lonnie got hit real bad. We do need to heal Lonnie probably.
Hobie took 75 damage.
Because Lonnie might actually die if we fight Baphomet.
Oh, I'll just run away into my astral projection plane so my body can die and then I'll be stuck there forever.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like fun.
What an exciting episode 418.
Oh my goodness.
We might do reviews next week or we might forget again. Man, that's why you love us.
That's what this is. This is our charm.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say what's going to happen?
Send good vibes yonder Bachman way.
Yeah, it's Bachman's baby.
Have extra, send it to, I want a little bit.
For us.
Just a little
bit. Give me good thoughts next Thursday at 5:30 a.m. when I'm taking my cats on an airplane. Yay. I'm very stressed about it.
They're gonna be like, ah!
We have to teach them how to have a leash on them.
Yeah.
Which is really...
You have to take them out of the...
You have to take them out of the carrier to go through security.
Isn't that fucked up, Cass? What are cats like? I'm a fucking cat. I'm gonna rip shit
and
run away.
They're gonna be so mad.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Will you take pictures?
Yeah, everyone please pray for me. Laser's going to be yowling on the plane and they're going to be like, "Ma'am, you have to leave this place."
I would much rather hear a cat yowling though than a child scream.
You might not be able to hear him underneath.
I hope he chills out once he gets on.
I think the white noise of the plane, you won't be able to hear him. I hope he is. Like maybe just the
part. Oh, so he'll be down below?
No, under the seat in
front. Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, not in the belly of the plane, but
Do you get to give it the good cat drugs?
No, because so you're researching about that, and apparently sometimes it can be not good for them, the altitude changes. So we just got them little toys that purr when they push on them.
Yeah, we have pheromone wipes.
Sprays.
Can you dogs? You can give Benadryl. Can you do that to cats?
I don't think so.
You can.
You can? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm scared about it. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll chill out once they're chilling in their carrier under the seat.
Yeah, I mean,
just give it a vodka and tonic if it's.
It sucks, but it is 3.5 hours.
It's not a long flight. Yeah. And we picked the early one, so hopefully there's not as many people on it.
I hope it's nothing but business people.
And I'm like, look at my cats.
Yeah, a 5:30 a.m. direct flight from Boston to St. Louis. I cannot imagine what that looks like.
Who else can be on that plane with me?
That sounds like a PAX plane to me.
I know. It's going to be like, Cardinals, ba, 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 Red Sox, ba.
Oh, God.
You're going to fucking
lasers like,
throw batteries. Yeah. You're going to be able to hear a laser. I mean, on the way back from the vet, they calmed down a little bit. So not a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll be.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine.
But it's still going to be stressful for me. So everyone send your energies to me next week.
They shall. It shall Thanks. Be done. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. And we're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. You can find me on social media at Thrifty Nerd.
You can find me on social medias at Tim Lanning. And like I mentioned previously, my hit Naruto podcast, Naruto Revuto, has hit Shippuden. And if you want to listen to all of Naruto Prime's filler episodes and get your brain turned into a waterbed, you can listen to that too, or not. We did an award show, and that was fun as well. I'm also on a podcast called Dear Internet. It's an advice podcast with Jennifer, Michael, and our friend Nick. It's very funny, and you will like it. I stream every Thursday at 2 p.m. playing through Rime of the Frost Maiden with some cool folks.
You should watch all Tim's things.
Do it.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. Sometimes I tweet about bad Lifetime movies that I'm watching. That's my thing these days.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard, or I did update my Instagram to the Nika Howard because it was like weird and confusing. Yeah, there's links in my bios to find me on other places.
You can find Bachman at the Mike Bachman.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts. And if you need your fan art fix, check out the hashtag Drunks and Doodles for fan art that rolls a nat 20. And don't forget to follow our editor, David, on Twitter at SpudCam. After you finish turning those bones into jelly, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thanks, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Shamanistic, Hitman, Horror Spatial Winds, Crusade Heavy Industry, and Gloom Horizon are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode. Additional music by SpudCam.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.